This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis here joined this hour, and we got some good guests coming up. We got Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health later in the show. We'll have Raleigh County Senior Center also featured, but we're going to start the show off talking about the 11th annual Speedy PD Race for Parkinson's Disease. It's put on by Meadowlark, the foundation there, and we've got Michelle Hobb, Parkinson's Program Leader, joining us in studio, along with Becky Fitzgerald, Development Director. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
It's the 11th annual event here, and I've heard a lot about it, and so obviously it's raising money for Parkinson's disease.
Yes, so the main purpose is to provide funding so that we can continue to have services free of charge to those that live in the Flint Hills region that are affected by Parkinson's. And those services include education opportunities, exercise, and outreach, as well as some scholarship.
Okay. And the event is happening on Saturday morning, but there's more to it than just that. There's also some activities going on tomorrow.
Yes, we're really excited about our Empowered Live, which is an evening to celebrate living well with Parkinson's disease. It's at the Holiday Inn campus, and it starts at 4:30. We'll have a wonderful dinner for $15, and then we'll also have Tim Haig. He is a gentleman who was diagnosed with young-onset disease, Parkinson's, at the age of 46. He's actually from Wyandotte County, grew up there, and he now lives in Canada with his wife, which is where she's from. And he and his son were the first winners of Amazing Race Canada. So he's got a really great mindset of talking about living your best and perseverance. So we're thrilled to have Tim and his wife Cheryl with us this weekend. And that's sponsored by Vanderbilt. They've been a wonderful supporter to help us make this evening what it is.
So that's a free event. So if you're participating, or even if you're not, at least come out and get some inspirational words here.
Absolutely. And he speaks to everyone. It's not just people that are affected by Parkinson's that can learn from his presentation.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about registration that's been ongoing here. Is it still open at this point?
Absolutely, yes. You can still register for the Speedy PD Race for Parkinson's. We have a 5K that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday out at Tuttle Creek State Park. And we have a half-mile family fun run, and that starts at 9:15, also at Tuttle. You can register at runspeedypd.org, or you can also come out to Holiday Inn campus Friday from 4:30 to 7, or you can come out the morning of to Tuttle Creek. We'll take your registration right up until the start of the races.
Now this, as you mentioned, has been going on. This is the 11th annual event. How successful has this particular event been in the program's history?
I could speak to that about as far as just the number of participants. And, of course, you know, they are the registration fees, but we've got great community support for this event. I jotted down this morning we have 46 corporate sponsors who partner with us to put this on, and Michelle already mentioned Vanderbilt. They help us with bringing in the speaker for Empowered Live, and then they're also a sponsor for Speedy PD, so we give a shout out to them. Especially UMB has been with us almost every step of the way. They're our presenting sponsor for this event, and they provide volunteers and let us have a space for packet stuffing, and so they come to planning meetings, and so we really appreciate all that UMB has brought to the table and help us to put this on. So
all right, well, Parkinson's obviously is right now there's no cure, if I remember right, and this is something that affects a lot of people, especially older people.
Yes, so Parkinson's is a degenerative neurological disease, and it is something that can affect anyone, even into their 40s. So as I mentioned, Tim was diagnosed at 46, and we have several individuals in our community that have been diagnosed in their 40s or 50s. As a person ages, the risk increases for developing Parkinson's. As you mentioned, there's no cure for it, but there are a lot of things that people can do to live better and to cope with the disease. And exercise is one of those big things, which is why this race is so important because it helps, number one, educate people about the disease and the supports there. But it also allows people to exercise for free. And the exercise is amazing. The things that you see people do when they start engaging in our exercise programs is just unbelievable. So it's not like some other diseases where there's nothing that you can do. You get the disease, you go home, and you wait for things to take its course. This, you truly can get better. So you just have to reach out.
Tell us a little bit more about how MetalArk is helping people live better, since you are the program leader for Parkinson's.
Yeah, so, you know, we started the MetalArk Parkinson's program 13 years ago. We're in our 13th year. And our primary mission really is just to bring an interdisciplinary care team to individuals, because Parkinson's doesn't just affect the person with Parkinson's. It affects the entire family. Depression and apathy are huge components of this disease. And so it's really important to reach out to other sources. And that's one of the things we do is we collaborate with the K-State Couples and Families Therapy Program. We work with the Beach Museum of Art. And those programs help us to find ways to try to ignite spark in people to keep them moving and keep them engaged in life.
Okay. And what I would say that we'd like to mention is that it's the MetalArk Parkinson's program, but it's just not for MetalArk residents. We have people from all over the region who can take advantage of our services. So we really try to, we think of ourselves as a regional program, a community program, and this race helps us get that word out and increase awareness.
Yeah, I mean, we have people that come from Abilene and Solomon and Junction City and Topeka to participate in our programs in Marysville. So, yeah, Becky's exactly right. We are not just for people that live on the MetalArk campus. In fact, 75% of the people that we provide services to live off of the MetalArk campus. So it truly is a regional Flint Hills opportunity.
And, of course, patients who are suffering from Parkinson's, that's one aspect of this, but caregivers also, I imagine, are a big part of this race on Saturday.
Yes, they are. And one of the services we have is a caregiver support group. And again, that counseling component, those caregivers can utilize those free services as well. It's an amazing event. It's so fun to see people out there. Right now, we actually have 50 of our VIPDs, which are very important people with Parkinson's disease, that are registered to run or walk in the race. And 10 of those are going to be participating in the 5K. So when people think about Parkinson's and that you can't do anything if you have it, right there is proof that people are doing it and they're out there and they're fighting back. They're not going to let this get them down.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of fun stuff going on Saturday. I want to mention also the barbecue and beer happening. That's going to draw a lot of people, I imagine.
Absolutely. Cox Brothers, they are just amazing. They work with us in so many aspects. And yeah, they'll be there with their amazing pulled pork sliders, Budweiser beer. It doesn't get much better than running a 5K and then having a beer and barbecue from Cox Brothers. Eastside, Westside Markets will have their amazing peaches. If you just think about the amount of food that you get after you run this race, it's worth the fee. So you basically get your shirt and your medal and your food for your entry fee. So you can't do much better than that.
Yeah, a new vendor this year is Smoothie King, and they're coming out and giving away free smoothies for, the first 200 or so folks that stop by their booth, and they're really excited to show what they can do and how they can feed and nourish the runners.
And there's some prizes also to incentivize some of the racers as well.
Yes, we have prizes. We have an overall prize for the 5K for male and female, and then we have age group awards for first, second, and third male and female. And then we also have team awards, and those include we give away for like the most donations raised and the largest team. We do social and corporate awards for that, and we give them a canvas picture of their team from JNC Imaging. So it's pretty amazing. We've gotten some really wonderful gift cards from vendors throughout our community to help say thank you to those teams that help inspire and encourage those people with Parkinson's and their families.
I know we're talking before the program, you've already got more than 600 signups, and that list is probably going to grow here over the next 48 hours, we hope.
Yes, and with the forecast, it's looking really good. So that rain's going to hold off till Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful 60-some degrees, so you'll definitely want to be out there.
All right. Anything else people should know before these events here Friday and Saturday?
I just think it's very inspiring for the people who participate in this, just to be able to see the people that they are helping and help supporting. And like Michelle said, they are running and walking right along with them. So I don't know if there's very, you know, many other races or events here in town that you actually see the people that you are, that you're like empowered live, you're empowering their lives because you're just taking a few hours on a Saturday morning and running a race. So, you know, they're making a big impact and they can see that impact right there. So it's very cool.
Now, if people just want to donate to Metal Arc, how can they do that?
Really easy on our website, just metalarc.org. And right at the top, there's a donate now button. So you can click that and just find your way pretty easily. You can, if you would like to donate to the Parkinson's program, you can indicate that. So,
okay. And you guys are part of the Manhattan Community Foundation, aren't you?
We are, yes.
Okay, so there's that as well. And I know each year they do the Day of Giving.
Right, Grow Green. Grow Green,
yep. Mm-hmm. So you can give to them that day as well. So, again, it's happening Friday is the keynote speaker, Tim Hague, 6:30 at the Holiday Inn. That is a free event, and you can have, there's a dinner VIP art exhibit ahead of that as well, and packet pickup also at that time.
Yes.
And then the race gets going bright and early Saturday morning, starting 6:30 is when packet pickup and race day registration begins. 5K and 10K starts at 8, and the half-mile family fun run and walk begins at 9:15. All right, Michelle, thank you for being here, and Becky as well.
Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned. More In Focus after this, News Radio KMAN.